I think it's fair to say that the NBA Finals ended in a business-like manner last night.
There's the final seconds. As the buzzer sounds, it's official. The Lakers are NBA champions once again. L.A. wins the 2009 NBA title.
It's official. The L.A. Lakers are NBA champions once again.
Business-like. It was a 3-1 advantage that the Lakers had, but they put the Orlando Magic away. If you're a Lakers fan, you know why they're celebrating. It's the team's 15th title, a record-setting title win for coach Phil Jackson. Takeaway contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen joins us. You watched the finals all the way through. The Magic just couldn't get it done. They looked so intimidated last night by the Lakers.
I think you have to wonder why Stan Van Gundy didn't go with Rafer Alston throughout the entire finals, and he went with Jameer Nelson, who was hurt for most of the season. And I think he ruined the chemistry, and I think that's what you saw. You saw a team that didn't really have quite the same chemistry that they had coming in.
Powerful team, the Orlando Magic, but if the chemistry is upset, clearly they were exploited. Their weaknesses were exploited by the Lakers, and there was nothing they could do about Kobe Bryant last night.
At all. Kobe Bryant had a shot where he went across the lane. He started on the right-hand side, was going to the left across the lane, and he jumped up, and he kind of like put the ball in his right hand, switched it to his left, and drifted to the left, and then shot it as he was going to the ground on, guess who? Dwight Howard.
Now, how significant is this for Kobe, winning a title without Shaquille O'Neal on the court with him?
He said in the post-game interview, he said that it was like Chinese torture every time he heard about Shaq and that whole thing about him not winning without Shaq. So I think for him, that little ugly underbite that he kept doing, that was probably the most disgusting thing I've seen an NBA player do, was probably all about that. And hopefully that'll fade away into the background.
But I love this collaboration with Pau Gasol, the center there. You could see Kobe and Gasol, they had a really interesting kind of connection there on the court. And there were other sort of team connections as well with Kobe.
Well, Gasol said the other day, Kobe called him at 3 o'clock in the morning. Kobe's known for being a little bit overzealous and a little bit annoying. And Gasol was, and they asked him about him calling him at 3 o'clock in the morning. Gasol was like, well, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a little early. But on the court, they played like, a classic duo of all time. Gasol is they do the pick and roll, and he's money from the corners.
Yeah, but Ibrahim, if you're the center for the Los Angeles Lakers, you take a call from Kobe Bryant at 3 in the morning, correct?
Yeah. It's true.
Phil Jackson wins now 10 titles, breaking Red Auerbach's record. What's the significance of that for Jackson?
Well, now he can chomp on a big fat cigar. And I'm sure he can't do it in inside, because back in the day you could do it inside. But I think it's amazing, and it's an incredible feat. He also won as a player. He's probably, in history, he'll go down as the best basketball coach of all time. Mm.
And, of course, Auerbach was his coach in the distant history.
In the past, yes, yeah. He was. So I think in some ways you could say he was mentored by him. He also mentored himself. He's very much the Zen master, the master of the triangle offense. And what he said, Derek Fisher said yesterday, that he doesn't control his players. He empowers them to be who they really are.
Let's talk about the coverage for a moment. First of all, I don't want you to go anywhere, okay, because we really need you here on The Takeaway. But is there a way you could replace Magic Johnson? He was just impossible.
I think what you noticed was Magic Johnson literally feeling like he wanted to get back on the court again. And I think he quite hasn't realized that it's not going to happen.
Yeah, he really looks like he can too. sort of a blimp Johnson there. And finally, what did you make of the high tech features of the coverage? I mean, the fact that it was in HD, they had lots of different camera angles. It seems like the replay in the NBA is a whole new show.
I think they have amazing players on the court, and now you have this whole technological aspect where they can shift the game around and move the screen around. I think it's amazing. So you get guys like Ariza and Odom knocking down threes in the second half, and then you can show exactly how it broke down and how it happened.
So the Orlando Magic, they were defeated. They're a young team. Do they live and be a powerhouse in the East next season?
I think the Magic would hope so. I think the Magic, the team is a throwback team. They're a family-owned franchise. So I think they're going to keep their players in-house, and we'll see what happens. They're still going to have to contend with the Celtics and the Cavaliers, and then the Lakers are a young team as well.
And as you said, you were the one that coined the phrase, this is Disney World versus Disneyland. Disney World gets the bigger gate, I
clearly
think. But it's all Disneyland after last night.
Definitely Disneyland all day long.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much. Takeaway sports blogger and contributor talking about the NBA Finals. Ibrahim, always a pleasure.
Definitely.